Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey M. Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 10th, 1780, the island of Barbados was rocked by a hurricane. Early warning signs were seen the evening before when the sky took on a strange-looking haze. The real danger, however, announced itself on that Tuesday morning with howls of angry winds and rains. Unlike most other systems, it persisted for almost 48 hours, threatening to completely wipe out the colony. On that dreadful morning, the winds blew with vengeance from the northwest, increasing in strength with each hour that passed. By midday, most buildings had been flattened or severely damaged, and by 3 p.m., Carlisle Bay was in complete chaos. Every vessel in the harbor was smashed and wrecked. The waters were so strong that a 12-pound cannonball at the pierhead was moved 140 yards with ease. As the system continued to worsen well into the night, most inhabitants were now fully at its mercy, having lost their homes or shelter. Many did not make it. 4,326 souls were lost in this hurricane alone. Some were crushed to death when their shelters collapsed. Others were swept away in the flood waters. The crops and animals fared no better. Fields and fields of sugarcane, the island's main economic earner, were lost. These went with poultry, livestock, cattle, and crops such as corn, plunging the island into severe starvation almost immediately. Although Spitestown, Holton, and Oisins were impacted, it was the capital that was hit the hardest of the four colonial towns. Almost every structure in Bridgetown was gone, including St. Michael's Cathedral, the castle, the forts, the town hall, and the prison. It can only be imagined the state of the remainder of the city if even these sturdier buildings came toppling down. At most, only 30 buildings were left standing. Across the island, all Anglican churches were destroyed except St. Andrew Parish Church and St. Peter Parish Church, as well as All Saints Chapel in St. Peter. Relative to devastation, educational institutions were not to be left out. For example, the first charity school for poor white children in St. George was destroyed. This was a historic building having been around as early as 1686, constructed by John Eliot and Roland Buckley, who donated land and £1,000 for this purpose. In simplest terms, the colony was transformed in the blink of an eye. The beautiful landscape of greenery became a dreadful wasteland. Nature proved its superiority when life and property succumbed to the fury of a hurricane on this day, October 10th, 1780.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.